With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Ranchers love the restaurant business, especially businesses that put their products front and center. One of those you'll probably recognize by this.
Arby's, we have the meats.
Jim Taylor is the chief marketing officer for Arby's and recently spoke to the NCBA about beef and why they put it at the center of their business plan.
America is a meat and potatoes nation, right? A lot of media will have you believe that people want kale sandwiches and all this type of stuff, but we went back to what our business and what the country was founded on. Good, hearty, stick to your ribs, meaty sandwiches. And at Arby's, beef is always the center of the plate. Yes, we offer a variety of proteins, but we got four different types of beef and counting, if I have my way, on the menu every day. We sell 130 million pounds of beef a year. So, you know, the beef industry is extremely important to us. We're a lot smaller. We're a challenger brand, but we think that we can stand out by being really clear about what we stand for and what we're not, who we're trying to serve. We call those guests proud American carnivores. And by having a really authentic tone and one where we take what we do really seriously in the food, but we don't take ourselves too seriously.
Arby's is also betting big on lamb and will start offering lamb euros year-round.
Farmer Alan Cudell talks about Northwest Farm Credit Services.
They know agriculture. They're going to be there in good times and bad. And they're the people that you want to go to because they're not going to walk away when the economy changes. They're going to stick with you in good and bad. They understand the challenges we have. Farm Credit, they are just a cut above. They run second to nobody.
Northwest Farm Credit Services, here to help you grow. Equal opportunity provider and employer, equal housing lender.
Let's face it, wildfires are going to happen. And at Mutual of Enumclaw, we want to do what we can to make sure we're all prepared. Creating a defensible space barrier by removing dead grass and pruning trees around your home or other structures can help slow a wildfire down. It can even redirect it from your property entirely. We can't stop wildfires, but we can prepare, and that'll help keep our communities and families safe. For more thoughtful tips, visit thinkwildfire.com today.
Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.